Tonight I'm talking to vocalist and bass player Schmier from German thrash legends Destruction and now also Panzer. So hi Schmier, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. We're in the UK right now, having some shows, so with Destruction.
Yeah.
So we're quite busy at the moment, and at the same time the Panzer promotion starts, so there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, busy you then.
It's good to be busy, I like that.
Yeah. Cool. So, am I right that you're in Glasgow tonight?
Yeah, we're in Glasgow tonight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you're on your Thrash United 30 Years of Total Destruction tour. So, how's it going up to now?
It's good, it's good. We have some young bands with us, so that's what's quite exciting to see how the young lads are doing. And it reminds me, of course, our first days, our start, you know, the energy and you know, the way they do things, and they have a lot of questions, of course, for us about everything. So it's quite interesting, and good bands, and I like to see a new generation, and it's great to you know, bring both on tour together. So we're having a good time.
Yeah, because you've got a Finnish band, Lost Society, haven't you?
Yeah, and a band from UK, from Belgium, Evil Invaders, and they're both very young, like. The Finnish guys are even younger, they're like even below 20, some of them.
And I know, babies.
And even Invaders are like on their 20s, like beginning of 20s, so.
Yeah,
good bands, good bands.
Cool, is it right that you've got Shrapnel with you for your UK dates?
Yeah, Shrapnel, yeah.
Yeah?
They're just doing the UK dates here in Ireland. And the other two bands are doing the whole tour, yeah.
Cool, so how are the British fans treating you then on this tour?
So far, very enthusiastic. Like, London was very packed, great show, great energy. Yesterday was a little smaller crowd, but everybody, it was a small show yesterday, much smaller than London, but it was still very nice because people were really into it. So far, we have a good time. Tonight is also a small venue. It's going to be very packed and it's going to be very intense, so looking forward.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Oh, awesome, great. Well, I hope the rest of the tour goes great for you. I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will. Yeah, it's a good package, and you've had the attendance so far. I've been pretty good on all the shows, so...
Cool. Not so sure about the British weather. I don't know how it is there, but it's getting a bit cold.
It's very British.
Lots of rain.
We caught some sun. I was surprised. We caught some sun also.
Yeah, we do have a bit of sun, yeah, now and again.
That's not a myth.
No, it does appear sometimes. Right, okay, so let's move on to the main subject of this interview, your new band Panzer, along with Herman Frank and Stefan Schwarzman, best known from their work with Accept. Before we discuss the music, I must ask you, because I think I was one of the first, if not the first, to post the news about Panzer before Nuclear Blast did. And it was on our Metal Shock Finland site. We did have a comment from the Brazilian Panzer stating that they weren't very happy because they'd been an established act for years. But now I've seen that your logo's changed to the German Panzer. Can you tell me a bit about what happened there?
You know, first of all, it's impossible to reserve the name Panzer in German because it's a tank.
Mm.
And it's a common name for a tank, so the Brazilians are been a little bit overactive, you know. They have no international release, and they think they have the right for the name, which they don't really have. Now, internationally, it's not possible to reserve the name Panzer, so we put the German Panzer in front to avoid further problems, because of course there's a Panzer in every country. I'm seriously saying this. One Panzer in Spain, the original first one from 81.
Right.
There's a Panzer in America.
Yeah.
They wrote us like, hey, when you come to America, can we support you guys? You know, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Right.
And to avoid further problems, you put a German Panzer, you know, because who else can be Panzer than a German one, you know, it's the German word for a tank, you know, so anyways, the Brazilians been a little bit cocky, and wasn't very cool from them, I think, you know, because nobody wants to piss them off, but to avoid this more trouble, we did that, and now everything legal is set, you know, this with this extra, the German in the logo, they can do nothing about it. That where the Panzer's rolling, and
that's good. So
it will overrule the Panzer from Brazil. I'm sorry.
So everybody's happy then. Oh, you're happy anyway. Right, so let's start at the beginning. Stefan approached you with the idea to start with, but a few weeks later you'd already got material written and were recording. So can you tell me what attracted you to this new band and where all the ideas came from so quickly?
Yeah, when we founded the band and said we want to do this, I was saying right from the beginning, if we want to do this, we got to do some songs right away, we got to do an album. Like, just playing live wouldn't do it. So we kind of started songwriting like after day one. We met, we talked, we had some drinks, and the next days we started to write songs, basically.
Right.
So they went pretty fast and smooth. We've been exchanging stuff, we've been jamming, and then we met the first time in spring this year, and we did the first demos. And then we did a second session in the summer and recorded the second half. So we've been writing at home on tour, been exchanging ideas and jamming a bit here and there. So it was quite fast. We knew we only have this time slot, you know, before Exit went on tour, before Destruction Wars goes back on tour. There was only a few months time to do this. And we were all, like, really enthusiastic about it. So the songwriting was really fast, actually. And I think you hear that the material is in your face, spontaneous, has a lot of energy, and it's not, you know, I think the album wouldn't sound as good if it would have been written over 2 years or something. It's been really rock and roll the way we did it, you know.
Yeah, that's great, full of energy. I mean, the clip sounds great that you've released, so yeah, it's generating a lot of interest.
Cool, yeah, it's nice to see. We were surprised about a lot of interest that came right before we even had something out to listen to, you know.
Yeah,
it was quite interesting to see that people are supporting us before they even heard the music. That's very kind.
Yeah, yeah.
But we won't disappoint them. I think it's a killer album.
Yeah, oh great.
I would totally buy it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. So Panzer's just a small band, I suppose similar in a way, you know, there's three of you, like Destruction, just the three members. So how do you get on together and how does the work actually take place? Because Stefan, I know he lives in Switzerland, so, you know, did you have any trouble getting together to do the work?
Yeah, I mean, basically Stefan lives very close to me because I live at the Swiss border.
Right.
So that's how the idea basically started. Because we live very close from each other. And just Herman, he lives in Hanover, he had to travel. Well, I was traveling up to Herman also twice, you know, to do some songwriting. So we've been exchanging some ideas. We've been back and forth. And Herman and me, we also wrote some songs ourselves. So we wrote some stuff together, some ourselves. And then the album was basically done. It was actually pretty quick.
Cool. Okay, as you just said, you and Herman wrote the songs. I know you've written most of the 10 tracks on the album. Send Them All to Hell, we must say, it's called. Can you tell me more about the songs and what the fans can expect?
It's basically, you know, when we started to form the band, we wanted to play something that is the music we grew up with, the new music we like, and that's basically the cut between Motorhead, Judas Priest, Accept, that kind of direction. And I think that's what the songs have. They're straight in your face, kind of metal tracks, like melodic and catchy, good hooks, but still at the same time pretty like fast and heavy.
Yeah.
So we want to have this mix of an album that is like intense, you know, because it should sound different than what all of us did before. And because all of us have little different influences, kind of managed to bring all this in to the sound of Panzer, and I think it's a pure metal album with a lot of good live music. I'm sure I'm looking forward to play this stuff live because it's going to work really well live.
Cool. Okay, so back to the tracks. There are 10 tracks, a couple of examples of titles. We've got Freak Show, Temple of Doom, Mr. No Brain. Can you tell me a bit about the content, you know, what sort of inspired you to write these, what it's about?
Yeah, I mean, Freak Show is dealing with individuality nowadays because everybody follows the trends, you know, people give up on their individuality nowadays. And fiction is dealing with being different and trying to break out of that routine and not just doing what everybody else does.
Right.
And the song Mr. No Brain is a song about people that are in your way the whole day, people that go on your nerves, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody has those days where you meet just fucking idiots.
Yeah.
You know? So I call them Mr. No Brain, you know. So, and I'm meeting them a lot of times when I'm on tour and when I'm traveling a lot, you know. So
yeah.
The lyrics deal a lot with the facts that I see or that I live when I'm on tour, when I'm traveling, and it's catching me the most, and it's for me the best way to write lyrics for Panzer. So most of the tracks are actual happenings and stuff.
Cool.
That just you know, interests me and or bugs me, or yeah. We also have some more political content here and there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But right. I wouldn't say we're a political band or something.
No, no. So what about Hail and Kill? Hopefully not being killing anybody while you've been on tour.
It was basically a song about a guy that was basically involved in as a soldier or a policeman or something like this. I don't really say what he is, but he's been like a strong man that made his life with killing others, you know.
Right.
And at the end of his life, he has to have some question to himself, you know.
Yeah.
Like what do you feel before you die? Like, are you gonna, you know, are you gonna meet the master? Do you have regrets what you did? You know, like, you've been like living life to the fullest and been a brutal motherfucker, but at the end of the day, well, how do you see yourself in the mirror? You know, that's what Hail and Kill is all about.
Right. Interesting. Okay, great stuff. So we'll move on to the album cover, the artwork. It's very, very detailed, designed.
We want to put a butterfly, first of all, but.
That wouldn't quite work, would it?
No. Of course, with the name Panzer, you know, the artwork had to be a brutal, the most brutal tank ever.
Yeah, definitely is, yeah. So it's designed by a Hungarian artist. Why that particular one? I know you've worked with them before, yeah, for Destruction.
I've worked with him before, and I knew he would understand the project really well. He's a musician himself, and he has a very, very fast way to design stuff. And when I told him the idea about the tank with the skulls and the bones and stuff, he was thrilled, and he was the right guy to do it. I mean, the cover artists have been received really good from the fans. I mean, of course, it's like cliché, but this is heavy metal. This needs some clichés.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah. Great, okay. So the album is released on the 28th of November. Accept a tour until Christmas, as our Destruction, with more dates planned for 2015. So how will this affect Panzer? You said you've got plans for live shows, so I guess it's going to be quite a military operation, deciding when to tour.
It's going to be a little tight, but on the other side, we knew this from the beginning, and we said we were going to do Panzer in between the gaps, and it looks like right now that we're sure going to do some festivals.
Right.
And if there's some extras, we might do some touring, but we have already some offers for festivals, and it's looking good for the festivals.
Oh.
So we will see what comes up. We have an offer for a tour also in March.
Right.
I don't know if this is going to happen, because I know the Accept guys are still touring into next year in America, so we have to wait and see how the schedule looks like. But Panzer will definitely come for some festivals next year, and hopefully for some more.
Oh, can you name any festivals?
We're just building up the band, so we know it's going to take a little while, but we have the patience and a strong album in our back.
Of course, yeah. Can you say any festival names yet that you're going to be doing?
It's too early now, but yeah. If I say it now and it's not true, then it's going to be weird, so we have to wait a little bit. But then my agent just called me some days ago and said me this. Already some good interests in the band. It's great to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the album is out, even, it's great.
It is, so we shall stay tuned for that one then. So, as well as apart from the touring, what are the sort of more immediate upcoming plans for Panzer at the moment?
I mean, right now we have to discuss how we're going to do the live stuff, you know, because the album has, of course, a lot of crazy guitars. We might add an additional second guitar player for the live shows, you know.
Right, but, yeah.
But that's something we have to discuss when everybody's home around Christmas. We will do a video clip also, I hope. We're talking to this right now, to Nuclear Blast. So I hope the two guys, before they go to Japan, would accept in November.
Yeah.
We could meet up and do the video clip. So there's still a lot of stuff to sort before the album comes out, and can't wait for people to listen to the record.
Right, yeah, well, like you say, it's definitely generating a lot of interest, so, everybody's very excited about it. So, yeah, are you still using your Dean V bass, your signature bass, for Panzer as well?
That's a good question, actually. Maybe I have to use another bass. Because it's not Destruction. We didn't talk about those little details yet, because we were happy to finish the record and finish the cover and everything so far. But yeah, those are the little questions we have to ask ourselves later on.
Yeah.
Are we going to do live shows, and are we going to use the same instruments as with Accept or Destruction, or
yeah,
are we going to have a special Panzer outfit on stage or something? We'll see.
Mm.
It's going to keep it interesting.
Yes, yeah, so it's all still being planned at the moment, yeah. Well, it's great to catch up about it all. You know, maybe we can have another catch up once you've got out there, and you know, there's more stuff going on. But it's great to hear from you. You know, at the start of Panzer, it's great to hear about your plans. So thank you for that. Would you like to say anything else and leave a message for the listeners to this interview?
About the reactions of the people, because we didn't know what to expect, how it gets received and stuff, and I'm sure people. Will be also excited when they hear the material, because I think it's a really strong record, and not just because I'm playing with those boys, but it has a lot of great metal moments, and yeah, I'm very excited until when the album comes out to see the first reactions.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for the insight into Panzer, and we look forward to hearing from you when the album's released next month.
Right, next month already. Oh wow, yeah.
I know, not long now.
No, time is running fast. When you're on tour, time is running fast.
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, thank you ever so much for your time, Schmier, and have a great show tonight as well with Destruction.
Thank you, I'm sure we'll have a good show here in Glasgow.
Thank you.